Mike P, every Five.
Hey, what's going on, Phil?
Not much, man. Hold on a second.
You bet.
Hello, Frank.
Hey, what's going on there?
Not much, Frank. How you doing?
We got pretty good, man.
Good. We got Ryan on the phone. We got Frank on the phone. How you guys doing?
Doing good. This is Frank Falangi?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, what's going on, man?
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, pretty good. I had a few minutes here, so I figured I'd stop in and see what was going on. And so what's going on, guys?
Not much, man. I caught a bad cold.
Oh,
yeah,
I
can tell in your voice.
Yeah, it's still hanging on with me, man. I've had it for month now, I guess. Not here, they're calling it the 100-day cough, because after you get rid of the cold, you keep on hacking up a lung for another few days. So I feel for you.
Yeah.
Yeah,
you got some good drugs, but it takes a while to kick in.
Yeah, I bet. So, Frank, how's your, I've seen some of your songs and stuff on Facebook, but honestly, I haven't had a chance to get on there and check out too much of your other stuff you got going on your site. So how's all that treating you? You getting a pretty good response?
Yeah, I've been really busy. I just finished up my next single that'll be coming out within a few months here. In the music industry, you call it like the first quarter. So I figured, I'll release it then sometime, you know. But I've been really, really busy, and the EP's been floating around on the internet and, getting downloads, and we've been doing local shows and stuff with the full band, and everything is just, I kind of describe it as step-by-step process. I just got endorsed by a pick company today called InTune Picks, and, that's just one of the areas that, I guess as an artist, you start to explore and it's kind of like pieces of a puzzle. You get one thing and then you get another thing and then it all adds up.
Right. Well, that's awesome. Now all your stuff is it on iTunes, or how do you get a hold of some of your music that's out there? What's the best way to track it down?
Yeah, you can go to iTunes, Amazon, I think eMusic, or anywhere basically you download music. You can just type in my name and Google it if you want, and you'll find a whole bunch of stuff. But
right on.
I'm always always on Facebook there, too.
Nice. Well, do you have on your Facebook, have you set up pavement at all? Or do you know what that is?
On my, not my personal one, but the other one, they have tabs on there that you can actually click, and I think one of them is like CD Baby, and another one's something else. And do you mean that, or?
Yeah, it's set up like PayPal. It's a subsidiary that's designed specifically for Facebook. So you can have all of your stuff set up where anybody that has a Facebook account goes on there to your Facebook page. They click it, and it all goes straight to your bank account, and they get their verification through PayPal. So it's just another avenue to try to get your name out there. But if you're on CD Baby and some of them, it sounds like you pretty well got it covered.
Amazon link up in the chat, Frank.
Oh, cool, man. Thanks.
Uh-huh.
The way it works is, like, if you sell a download, say, off of iTunes, right, it'll count towards the actual Billboard chart sales, where I don't know if, like, the Facebook thing, or say, like, you burn a CD, right, you sell it to somebody for, like, a couple bucks or whatever, that exactly doesn't officially count, but they are, the battle I lie is, they are listening to the music. You are actually probably making more money than you are having people downloading on the internet, but what's more official, like what area you want to go to?
Exactly. Yeah, because you definitely need to have that, people seeing you out there also and getting the, I can't think of the word I'm trying to come up with, but basically the notoriety through actually selling your music versus just giving it away.
Yeah, so, yep. I mean, at this point, I've been giving away I'm Waiting a lot, which is the single from the EP. I figure, it's been out since August, and, I can give away at least one track, and people can hear it, and they can go on, the websites and download the rest of it if they want to. And I tell everyone, whoever has it, send it to your friends, send it to anybody, post it on your social sites there or anything, just to keep the ball rolling. And I tell you guys, this new single that I've worked on probably for the past 4 months, it was a whole new producer in Nashville, and this thing is unbelievable. I couldn't believe it. When I got it back, I was like, is that a signed artist? I'm like, I can't believe the quality. that
oh, that's awesome.
It blew my mind, and I think this is the song. The EP was just the start of it. I think I'll just say that.
Nice.
Yeah, I'm real excited.
Man, I'm glad things are going good for you.
Yeah, it's good music.
Yes, absolutely.
Full-time job, though.
Oh, yeah. So anybody that's listening right now that doesn't really know much about you, what are your websites, and how do they get a hold of you, all that good stuff?
You go to facebook.com/Frank Palangi Solo Artist, or if you want to Yahoo me, just type in Frank Palangi, P-A-L-A-N-G-I. I'm on MySpace, Twitter, Reverb Nation, everywhere you can think of.
Nice. And then you have a website also?
Did you want to play that song, Love?
Yeah, you can if you want to, or if you want to play I'm Waiting, or whatever you guys
want
to do.
Tell me which one you want to hear first. We can do them whatever you want, Frank.
Let's throw in I'm Waiting.
Okay, here we go.
Right on. Cool.
I think that's the original one. Yeah, that's the original I'm Waiting.
Hey, Frank, you said that's the wrong one?
Yeah, that's the old version. That's the one I recorded in my basement.
Oh, no kidding.
I think you have the 2010 one. That's the official one that I released there.
There you go.
It's like 10 times faster.
Sorry about that. Oh, man, this is killing me. I'm trying to get it to load up.
Oh, geez.
Yeah. Oh, no worries. So
no, hang
first
on.
Album, okay.
Go ahead.
Your first album, the EP, what's that title? Is that titled I'm Waiting?
No, it's just my name. It's just Frank Palangi EP.
Okay.
I figured that was simple enough.
Oh, absolutely.
To think about it.
Now, do you have a website also?
What I use, I just use wix.com/Frank Palangi/official for right now. I don't have a lot of extra money to pay for a domain. I think it's domain name or something like that every year. And usually you got to pay through a service, too, a lot of times. So it's all where you spend the money, you know.
Kasha's website was $100.
$100?
Yep.
One-time fee?
Yola.com. So that was a one-time fee. You can go to the free website, that style of website, or the next step up, I think it's $500. But that covered the $100 covered the domain name, setting it up, the server, the whole nine yards. And you basically build it yourself. And that's the first time I ever built a website is that one right there. And I'm an idiot when it comes to computers. So it's easy to work with. You can set up links, put all of your music on there, the whole nine yards. So, you know, when you get a chance, you've got some of the links for your music. If you want to send them over to my Facebook page, if you don't mind, I'll throw them up on her website also. She's getting quite a bit of traffic for being a new website that I really don't know how to 100% get out. So.
Yeah.
Be happy to throw you on it.
Yeah, that'd be great. Can you send me a Facebook
trying to load
message
it up. Hang on, you guys.
I'll send it through there.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, just send it to me on Facebook if you want on my KR page, and then I'll move it all across.
Okay.
This is killing me, guys. These fuckers are fucking with me again.
No worries. I can keep flapping my jaw as long as you need to, man. Save your voice.
No, go ahead. Go ahead.
So, have you had a chance to talk with my buddy Keith I sent over to you? Or check out any of his music?
I believe so. I talk to a lot of people now, and I can't remember first and last names. Like, I'll remember their picture and stuff on Facebook and then maybe some of the music.
Right on.
There's so many people. What was his last name?
Heimrichs.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah, I'm friends with him on Facebook. I'm searching him now.
You know, you guys
I got that picture of them outside there. Yep.
Yep. You guys are a lot alike as far as the position you are in the industry, just getting your name out there. Solo artists that have had bands that have backed them in the past for performances and stuff.
Yep.
And, you know, looking at the level of talent with the two of you guys, to see you collaborate and put something together would be amazing. But, you know, I think both of you guys are incredibly talented. He's done quite a few performances for me in the past when I was in South Dakota. And I look at you guys and I just, you're both awesome. So whatever we can do to get you guys out there, more than happy to.
Yeah, that'd be great. I mean, anything, I'm game for anything. Anything you have, like any ideas or anything, just Facebook them over and we can chat about it here.
Right on. And, you know, he's the same way. He's open. There's not many musicians that are willing to sit down and talk to other musicians about ideas. But, you know, the two of you guys are about the same personality and everything, so I can only imagine the talent that would come out of you guys banging your heads together and coming up with something.
Yeah. You just never know.
Right. Yeah, absolutely.
This is killing me. These guys are trying to bop into the show. If you guys heard the beeps. Hey, how's Kasha doing?
She's good. In fact, I just talked to her a little bit ago to see if she was going to call in, and she's pukey. So she says that next week for sure. I said, heard that before. But I figure she takes a couple weeks off for vacation and then ends up getting sick. Got that same cold that was going around and then ended up catching some kind of stomach flu on top of it. So
yeah.
Being sick, she's in good shape. Ready to get back at it. We've got a photo shoot lined up this weekend. That'll be
okay. She also took Babe of the Week again.
Okay. Do you have enough pictures? You need me to send you some more?
Send some more. Everybody likes them.
Okay.
She went over 9,000 today. It's 39,580 something.
Nice. Very good. That always makes her happy to hear those numbers.
Yeah. Hey, Frank, do me a favor and send me that link, man. I can't get to that. They got me boxed in on one side here.
What's the link you want?
So I'm waiting single. I can get to the love, but I can't get to the I'm waiting one.
Just go to sonicbids.com/Frank Polangi. You can play all five songs from there off the internet.
All right, hang on. Here, I got some. I want you guys to hear this. This guy's got a message for Obama. I got a request to play this. So let me play this while I'm trying to get to that other thing, Frank. You said sonicbids.com.
Yep, / my name, Frank Polangi.
Okay, but this guy's got a message for Obama. I think you guys will enjoy this.
This is to the government, the United States government. Yo, $14.6 trillion, B. All my credit cards would have been cut off a long time before that. All I'm asking y'all to do is balance a fucking budget, B. That's all y'all got to do. Son, we voted for y'all because we were worried about gay rights, marijuana getting legalized, all of these other things that we were concerned about. How can we get roads, more money for schools? You bastards can't even balance a checkbook, B? This is something state. Bastards, you would have got the same education. You would have spent a whole lot less money. Simple fucks. All I'm saying to you is, and this isn't personal. This isn't Democratic or Republican. This is everybody. Stop being a dickhead and balance the fucking budget. My second question, though, my second issue is, how the fuck do you owe China, B? How do you owe China? How can I tell my daughter with a straight face that capitalism is a better system than communism if we're borrowing all of our fucking money from the biggest communist country on the fucking planet? You ass, get your... Ooh, stop your life, B. Get your whole shit together. Get all of your shit together. Don't do another press conference. Fuck CNN, MSNBC, Fox News. Don't do any more television appearances until you got my fucking budget balanced. And I'm going to tell you this. Everybody who has a loan to the federal government, fuck paying it. Don't pay your budget. Don't pay your bills because they ain't paying theirs. The fuck I got to pay my bills for if you don't pay your bills? I'm not doing what you don't do. You're the leader. I'm following. You don't pay, I don't pay. How about that, simple motherfuckers? What is your credit score? What's the government's credit score right now? It's got to be a 350. But you motherfuckers going to tell me I can't buy a car if my credit score is at a certain number? Your whole life is a 350, B. Your FICO score, your Experian, fucking TransUnion, all your shit's low, B. Get your shit together. President Obama, personal to you. All the black people was proud. We got a black president. You acting like one right now, B. Pay your fucking bills on time. Stop. I ain't even, it's too fucking hot for me to talk. I'm sweating and shit. Shit got me sweating. You know why? Because y'all ain't paid a fucking light bill on Earth. That's why 37 fucking states right now going through a heat wave. Because not only did y'all not pay the fucking Chinese, y'all didn't pay the fucking light. Do you see how fucking hot it is? I'm fucking, I'm pissed the fuck. I can't.
I'm trying to get that guy in the show, man. But I'm having a hard time getting to him.
Oh man.
But here we go. I got this is Frank Plangi, and this song's called "I'm Waiting."
Right on.
Okay, it's loading up. Oh, man. It's killing me, Frank.
If you got love queued up, I mean, I don't care if you play that one or... Is it the internet that just doesn't load, or?
Nah, it's, we got some visitors, man. Usually they try to do this shit, you know.
Oh, last week.
Yeah, last week they stabbed me 3 times, and then I was able to block them out, and then they jammed me up at the end. We went silent for about 10 minutes.
Oh, no fun. Is that on Tuesday or Thursday?
Nah, both days.
Oh, no kidding.
There we go. Yeah, this one's called "Love" by Frank Plangi.
Thank you.
Nice.
Yeah, very nice.
Yes. Hey, Frank, can you send me that I'm waiting one the same way you sent that other stuff?
By link or email?
No, send. Well, if you want to send it to me in an email, that's fine. I got that open. I'm trying to. I just had to switch over a box. So Ryan, what happened to Nessa?
You know what? She's not one that likes to follow through, and when you set an arrangement with something, it's always good to follow through. So we had a couple photo shoots that were lined up that she forgot about. And with me, that's a no-no. And since I have rights to the name and everything else, you know, the whole three-strike rule, screw up, you're gone. She's gone. So unfortunate because she had a lot of potential, a lot of things going for her. But on the flip side of it, you know, if you're going to be in the industry, it's no different than anything else. You have to apply yourself. And there's only so much I can do. I can't jump on her page and be her. I can't show up and take sexy shots. I can line them up. I can get her the work. But, you know, when the job that you have is to show up on time, you can't even do that, then it's really not worth it for me to be putting my name out there.
So,
so yeah, her page is shut down. The photos that are out there, I've got no problem with them being out there because that also advertises KR Productions, which leads back to Kasha. But other than that, unless she gets her shit straightened out, I'm done.
Yeah. Well, you know, and basically, people, you gotta, if you want to do this, then you got to follow through. I mean,
yeah, you do.
I turned a lot of people on stuff. It's just the problem is they've booked everything already.
Right.
I've had problems with that with like past band members and things, and I think that's one of the hardest things.
Yeah. Absolutely. You know, people fall in love with the idea of being famous or being a model or being a bass player, whatever it is, but just like anything else, you got to bust your ass to get there. It doesn't happen overnight, and there's going to be times when, you know, you're not eating, you're busting your ass, whatever the case is, and nothing's coming of it. But it all pays off in the end by showing up and applying yourself.
Oh, yeah. You could do tons and tons of work, and, you know, it's like, I don't know what I'm doing wrong. You know, I only got, say, you know, one callback or whatever, but, you know, when times are extremely slow, you could be on your butt eating ice cream, watching a movie, and all of a sudden you get a phone call.
Exactly. Yep. And to always have something going, you know, I mean, a lot of these writers, and probably you, have a notebook in their pocket all the time, and you're 24/7. Something reminds you or something, or it puts a lyric in your head, and you got to write it down. And, you know,
yeah,
if models,
something comes up to you, and you're like, you got to write it down, then.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And with models, it's the same thing. If they have an idea come to them or a shoot that comes to them, write that shit down. You know, it's nobody else is going to call you up and give you lyrics and a backup melody, just like nobody's going to call them up and they have all these ideas. You got to do it yourself.
Hey, we got another caller from 605-431.
Hello?
I guess they just want to listen.
Hey, are you there? Here?
Yeah, go ahead. Hello.
Hey, this is Keith Heimrich. I'm friends with Ryan Hartsock.
Hey, man.
Hey,
hold on. How you doing? We're talking to Frank Langi and Ryan right now. I'm going to bring in Fran from San Diego, but Ryan and Yibar from Colorado. Frank's out of New York and Fran's out of San Diego. Hello, Fran. How are you?
Good evening. I'm doing the both rounds, so it's okay.
There you go. Hey, Fran, we have Frank Palangi on. I don't know if you heard his music a few minutes ago.
I did.
And he's a good guy. And then we have Ryan I'm sorry, was it Jesse?
Keith.
Keith, I'm sorry. I'm looking at different things. It's kind of hard when Bill's not here. I got to do three things at once, as well as fight off the assholes and trying to poke their nose in. I wish they'd just call in and we could all talk to them and ask them why they're doing this shit.
Yeah. Get it all handled once and for all.
Exactly. So, Keith, have you been listening to the show since it started, or did you just tune in?
Ryan called me and told me about this about 3 weeks ago, and I checked it out then, and I'm watching it tonight, and I was really impressed and honored how everybody and, like, you guys, I guess, cater and honor, you know, veterans and all that. I'm a veteran myself. I've been in the Air Force for 8 years, so I thought that was really awesome. That was the main gist of what I caught from it last week. I was able to catch the last 10 or 15 minutes of it. So I thought that was outstanding, though.
Yeah, we try, man. Bill and I are both veterans. And speaking of veterans, we're going to have it's called the Big Cover-Up on the 18th of December at Bill's place. It's a big party out in the street. And I'm asking now for people to donate clothes or stuff that doesn't fit or whatever, because we have homeless people. Like the other day, I was there, and there was a homeless lady across the street with a grocery cart, and the cop, two squad cars drove by, and then a guy went by on a bike, and nobody stopped to see if she was okay. So when Bill and I walked over there, we found out she didn't have nothing to eat, and she was shaking and stuff, so we got her something to eat and took her in and got her warm for a little bit and had a nice conversation with her. But it's fucked up that we're supposed to be the richest country and free country in the world, and people are living in their cars or on the fucking street with their kids. It's crazy.
Yeah, you know, a lot of people just don't give a shit either, which is the terrible thing. And I've come across a lot of that in the military, you know, just people, they don't care about their troops or whatnot. And I'm sure you guys have too. It's just the lack of any and all of that, you know. If more people just cared and helped out a lot more often than what we did, you know, just 10, 15, 20 minutes a day, this world would be a completely different place.
That's true. It's just like I say, if you live in within 100 miles of a VA hospital, you need to go. And don't walk up there with your head down. Walk up with your head, look people in the eye, and tell them hello and shake their hand, as well as men and women. There's more women veterans coming back now screwed up than anything else, too.
Yeah, totally. I agree.
I also want to say something about that.
Go ahead, friend.
Please remember, even if the person does not have a hand, shake the stump out of respect.
That's correct.
Yeah, and I would agree with that too. So I wonder how much of it comes to just, you know, civilians just don't understand, you know. Like, if they understood it better, you know, they'd be more apt to, I guess, maybe jump in and to offer a hand, you know.
Right.
Coming from a very strange background, the very first thing that always has to be dealt with is fear. And when people have fear, they have a tendency to not look, or they walk away because they don't want to be embarrassed, because they don't know what to do or how to handle it. That has been always the situation, regardless of what it is.
You know, it's just like this right now. I've been helping some people with this program. It's called All From the Heart. It's an organization, and they get wheelchairs and refurbished wheelchairs for the vets, because it takes 9 months to a year to receive a wheelchair from the VA. And it goes back to what I said. This is bullshit. They overlook everybody. But if you like today, I don't know how many people know, but the other day we lost another Marine in Afghanistan. It's just crazy. Like, something came out today. Our Congress just passed this. I got this email today when I got home. But I'd like to share this with you guys, and then I'm gonna play. It's Rand Paul. And he's telling the United States senators how he feels about this bill they just passed. So hold on to your chairs, because I'm going to read to you what they passed today. Yes, our Congress just passed SB 1867, which allows Americans to be arrested and held indefinitely, just on a suspicion of being a terrorist, No warrant, no trial, no court, no shit. Where is the Constitution and what happened to Posse Comitatus? Welcome to the new order. You guys need to hear this. This is bullshit.
No good and well that someday there could be a government in power that is shipping its citizens off for disagreements. There are laws on the books now that characterize who might be a terrorist. Someone missing fingers on their hands is a suspect, according to the Department of Justice. Someone who has guns, someone who has ammunition that is weatherproofed, someone who has more than 7 days of food in their house can be considered a potential terrorist. If you are...
Well, I got news for you. My all my ammo is waterproofed, and I got 2 weeks worth of food in my house.
Suspected by these activities, do you want to have the government have the ability to send you to Guantanamo Bay for indefinite detention? A suspect. We're not talking about someone who has been tried and found guilty. We're talking about someone suspected of activities. But some of the things that make you suspicious of terrorism are having food, having more than 7 days of food, missing fingers on your hand, having ammunition, having weatherproofed ammunition, having several guns in your house. Is that enough? Are you willing to sacrifice your freedom for liberty? I would argue that we should strike these detainee provisions from this bill because we are giving up our liberty. We are giving up the constitutional right to have due process before we're sent to a prison. This is very important. I think this is a constitutional liberty we should not look at and blindly sign away to the executive power or to the military. So I would call for support of the amendment that will strike the provisions on keeping detainees indefinitely, particularly the fact that we could now for the first time send American citizens to prisons abroad. I think that is a grave danger to our constitutional liberty, and I advise a vote to strike these provisions from the bill. Thank you, Mr. President. I yield back my time.
Believe that shit?
Yeah.
Crazy. No. We have all been on blacklist, or I know that I've been on a blacklist. For one thing or another, this shouldn't be a surprise because once Bush kept putting in more and more of terrorism and allowing the CIA and the FBI to tap without having to have a court order to be able to tap us, at this point, anything like this should not be a surprise.
That's very true. Caller from 403.
Hey, hey, how you doing?
Good, how you doing?
Not bad, my brother. Yeah, I'm from Canada here, enjoying your show. That's quite the topic. I mean, blacklisting happens in Canada as well. I've been blacklisted a long time ago. Seriously, my little brother passed away 9 years ago, and I was sitting next to him, found him in bed. I had tears in my eyes hanging onto his hair. The cops come in. Tried to take me away. One guy grabbed me without identifying himself. I punched him right in the face, knocked him out with one punch. I got guns in my face. They want to charge me for assault on a police officer. My dad worked for Interpol in Rome. I was born in Paris. So he shut the hell up. Okay. And next thing you know, this cop was on my back. He pinned me for an assault charge because this guy showed up at my house with a 12-gauge shotgun looking for my dead brother. Kicked the gun out of his hand, dragged him in the house, gave him a good beating. He got me for kidnapping, assault, causing bodily harm. Next thing you know, 10 years probation. I get caught with a pellet in my pocket. I go 3 years in the penitentiary right now.
Oh.
Dead time.
Wow.
Exactly. I cannot have more than a little steak knife, cutlery to eat. I wear a little blade, and I live in the mountains. There's wildlife everywhere, cougars, bears, you name it. I can't even go out in the bush armed to protect myself. Amazing, isn't it? And then what Bush is doing to you guys is, like the lady said, tap your phone. You know, take all your rights away. Helmet laws, seatbelt laws, alcohol laws, tobacco laws. You guys don't have no laws. We're owned and controlled by all governments. They're all
in fact, they're listening right now, and they've been trying to zap us for the last half hour.
Oh, I wouldn't doubt it. And if you're hearing me, I'm a Canadian. My name is Ray Morin, and go fuck yourselves, guys. and leave the Kennedys alone, man. They're good people. They got a good show, and I'll back them 100%.
Now, in Canada, how close is your constitution, or I'm not even sure if it's called a constitution up there, but how similar is that to what we have here in the U.S.?
It's very similar, actually. They're basically the same laws.
Okay.
The only thing is we don't have no death penalty whatsoever out here. You guys have that in certain states. We don't have that here. Other than that, basically, it's identical to you guys. It's such a fine line, you know. You guys, like a murder scene. Some guy gets charged for murder. You guys got, what, 15 years out there to 25 years for life?
Mm-hmm.
That same out here. You get the same thing.
Well, I went about a month ago, a little more than a month ago. I took my bike to Bill's, and the mechanic jumped on and took a ride. He got hit by a car. And I went with Bill's nephew, and we jumped in the car and ran over there. And I thought I was going to get arrested for tampering with a crime scene, is what they told me. And it was, as far as I knew, was an accident scene.
Why, because you just showed up there to see your nephew?
No, it wasn't my nephew. It was the mechanic. I was with Bill's nephew.
I
took my bike to Bill's shop.
Did you go through the yellow tape?
No, there was no yellow tape. We got there before. No, the fire truck and the ambulance followed us in, and the fireman asked him straight out, can I move the saddlebag out of the gas because it was coming out of the tank? He said, yeah, go ahead, put it over there. So I put it behind the bike.
And the cop didn't like that.
Now, the next thing I know, a fat cop says, hey, I'm going to get two or three guys. Can you help us pick up this bike? And I picked it up myself. He goes, oh, I didn't know you could do it like that. And I said, well, yeah. And then the motor cop shows up. He jumps off the bike, takes all my information, walks 3 feet from me, puts my paperwork in his pocket, takes my driver's license, and ran me for wants and warrants. And he told me, why are you messing with my crime scene? I said, I didn't know it was a crime scene. I thought it was an accident.
Exactly.
He said, I'd be more worried about the guy on the ground over there. He's probably going to lose his foot, which thank God he didn't.
Yeah.
But,
exactly.
They made a big deal out of nothing. And then the police report that he wrote, I'm in there more than the driver of the other car or the kid that was riding my bike.
No way. That's not right, man.
He even wrote it in there that it disrupted his crime scene, but he got a week off the following Monday.
Yeah. If he wrote the bike down, because what they do is they show up at a scene. They write everything that they see. A blue car, back fender's all screwed up, the bike is twisted. They make a list of everything they see. Next thing you know, you show up to remove a piece of that little puzzle, then they're going to dive on you. That's what it is.
Well, we got there before they even tried to put the puzzle together.
Yeah,
and I even told them that those guys told me to move that shit. And I said, and your partner over there is the one that asked me to stand up the bike. So what's the problem? This isn't a crime scene. It's an accident.
Yeah, he's trying to make a show of it. That's all. You got to get those brownie points.
It's obvious that he had not read the handbook, which says that you're to do everything to protect the injured.
Exactly.
And
it has to come first. You got to protect the people.
That is correct.
Yes,
right. Also, in the same handbook, says, unless there is a reason, and in other words, if somebody is dead, and that's the only reason it becomes a crime scene, is if a person is dead, nobody was dead. There's also a piece in the handbook that says to move to the shoulder of the road.
Exactly. You are right on that.
He must have missed that part, too. I used to teach driver's ed in traffic school.
Yeah. Like in Canada, you can get charged and you can go to jail. Okay, not a penitentiary or nothing, but you'll go to the county jail if you refuse to help somebody in a crime scene. Or an accident, sorry. You can go to jail for that.
Well, yeah,
refusing help.
These guys here, anything that I do in this town, it's a crime.
Oh, it is. It certainly is. I mean, we're in the same boat, brother. Like I'm telling you, I'm just on the Montana border. I'm about 40 minutes away from Montana. That's where I'm at. I'm in the Crow's Nest Pass, right at British Columbia border and Alberta border. So I'm deep in the mountains. But anything I do, because I got blacklisted years ago, what had happened, I went to a physical graffiti concert. I was 15 years old, and Led Zeppelin. And after the concert, I left to go home back to Windsor, Ontario. And this American guy, an African-American, pulled a gun on me. Okay, I'll say it on the radio. I did my time, so it doesn't matter. And he wanted my wallet. I was packing. I knew Detroit. I'm not going to go white boy and go out there with nothing. So I'm going back home, and the guy with two other guys wants my wallet, so I kind of told him where to go, and he popped me one right in the leg. Got me in the ankle, actually. Blew my ankle right off. It's all chewed up. So I ended up taking his life. I shot him and got him in the back. Felt bad about it because I did take his life. 15 years old, go in front of the judge on the American side. I didn't go to court in Windsor. And then this guy's going, oh, wow, they're going for murder one right off the bat. Then they're bringing it down.
Wow.
Oh, right away. A little white boy taking a black guy's life? No, not good. Okay, so murder one, bring it down, bring it down, bring it down. Oh, manslaughter. 6 years. Nice, huh?
Wow.
Yeah, 21 years old when I got out. Took my whole childhood away from me. Boom, just like that. After that, that was it. I was marked everywhere, wherever I went.
There was a kid in Detroit that was getting $13,000 a month because he had six or eight kids with six or eight different women, I forget. But he was getting $13,000 a month in welfare checks.
Kidnapping the welfare chicks.
Exactly.
Hoarding the bitches, excuse me, I shouldn't say that, hoarding these poor little women off the streets, probably keeping them in a house somewhere, collecting their checks, and they're starving to death in the basement probably.
I'm here to tell you, this is the last bastion of freedom. You can say anything you want.
Well, I appreciate that. Thank you, because when I need to say something, it comes out. Okay, I earned that right, man. I'm 51 years of age, and yeah, I've seen a lot of shit. Just like you have, just like all the brothers and the sisters on the phone. You know, it's time to speak out because, I mean, you guys are getting rolled over more than we are, but it's going to come. It's going to come. It's going to come to Canada, no problem. It's in there already. It's just sitting dormant.
You know what?
Now.
It's like it started in Australia and it started in Canada, and the only thing that basically protects us here is the Bill of Rights right
exactly.
now.
Exactly. Yeah.
And if they're trying to find loopholes around that now.
They will. They're going to crush that. Like they crushed everything else.
Mm-hmm.
Like the days of people wearing a number just to eat, that's going to happen. I believe that big time, you know, because what I believe is going to happen when all this government starts playing all these games on everybody and taking everything away from you guys, then after that, I think it's going to be a religious war and everybody's going to get all stupid over this. Big business is going to be all out the door. There won't be no control, nowhere. The military won't know what to do because everybody's just going to be going crazy. Everybody's going to want your food, knocking at your door, looking for your guns to protect them. So everybody's just, it's going to be a free-for-all for everybody. If you can't protect yourself from your own home, you got to worry. Two kids and you can't have a couple guns in your house to protect yourself from these psychos, like hell.
Oh, they come through my front door
and
take a headshot.
In the box somewhere. All hoard guns. I don't care. Government can come and knock at my door all they goddamn want. They ain't going to find nothing. But if something like that happens and you got to protect your family because everybody's going crazy, I'm going to start shooting motherfuckers.
Yeah.
Nobody's going to take my kids. Nobody's going to hurt my wife. And nobody will help. You know, nobody's going to hurt my American friends or my Canadian friends if I can help it. Nothing. I'll protect anybody I can. That's the way I am.
Ryan, did you have a question?
Yeah, I was just curious what the gun control laws were in Canada.
The gun control laws is you have any guns at all, it has to be registered. You refuse to register your guns. Well, it depends on what you have, what kind of ammo you have, full metal jacket bullets, hollow tipped, whatever, nasty grenades, anything like that, you're going to be doing some major time here, okay? Because they pre-warned you that this is going to happen. But you have, like, your NRA and everything out here, and everybody wants their guns. I mean, there's a lot of hunters out here. I'm in the mountains. But I can't have a license because I got blacklisted. So they took my right away from me to own a gun. I'll never own a gun in my life, legally.
Right.
But I will, illegally. And nobody's going to stop me at all.
Sure.
But the gun laws in Canada are basically identical to yours.
Okay.
Yeah.
So if I remember
they're hand in hand. The American government and the Canadian government, we're basically another state now.
Mm-hmm.
And you guys knew that was coming years ago. Canada is so close, and everybody wants Canadian stuff, and we want American stuff. I mean, we're brothers and sisters. That's it. We're in the same pot, period.
Now, there was a time where you guys weren't allowed to have American programming. Is that right? As
That's
far
right.
as like, direct TV or anything like that? Is
That's
that still
a fact.
In effect? Or?
Yep. That was all censorship. Controlled again.
And once again, America's not far behind you, because even though we've got freedom of speech, it's only freedom of speech as long as you're saying what the hell they want to hear.
Exactly.
And
go stand
like,
on the street and start yelling what you believe in, they're going to be hauling your ass to jail. Freedom of speech,
exactly.
My ass. You guys lost that, too.
Yeah.
It's so sad.
Hold on one second. Hey, Frank, are you still there, Frank?
Yeah, I'm here. Yep.
Hey, I know you got to head out, and I appreciate you calling in. And if you got time Thursday, call in and give me and Bill a little update. And I got a lady that's going to call in that she might want to use some of your music. I'll send you her name.
Okay. Yeah, sounds good. Good. I just been listening the whole time, and good talk. Some hitting some very good points tonight there, guys.
Yeah, thank you.
And, you know, thanks for supporting my music. And, yeah, I'll give you a call Thursday. I should be around. And I know Keith and Ryan there on the phone, and I'll talk to you guys over Facebook more, and we'll hook up maybe over the phone and do some talking.
That'd be awesome.
Cool. Have a good night there, guys. And Fran, have a good night, too.
All right. Bill.
I like your music.
Thanks. I appreciate it. You guys, I'm always on Facebook, so anytime you want to hit me up, just search my name there.
Yeah. Well, I appreciate you telling me to phone the show, man. That's fantastic.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I
definitely.
Just sent you that little message there on Facebook. You told me to phone the show. I went right on. I forgot it was on. Yeah.
And that's how it works, man. We're all helping each other out here.
Exactly. I'm glad I spoke, and thanks for having me on.
Hey, if you want to stick around, you can too.
Oh, I'll be here. I ain't going nowhere.
Okay.
Right on. All right, guys. Have a good night.
You too, girl.
All right, good night.
Good luck.
Thanks. Dean. Bye.
I'm looking for Pete from Boston. Are you there, Pete?
Yeah, Phil, you sick or something?
Yeah, man, I got a bad cold.
It sounds terrible, man.
Yeah, I don't have my Dr. Love voice tonight. Yeah, I'm sorry.
He's about to eat a chicken soup.
You're on the West Coast, man. You shouldn't be getting a cold. I'm in Boston. You know, it's freezing here. Not really, but
yeah,
cold enough.
It's not freezing until tomorrow night.
So I get Gino on the phone with me.
Okay.
No, right now we have
Colorado, San Diego, and we have a gentleman from Canada, and this is Pete and Gino from Boston.
How you doing, Gino?
Yeah, I'm doing well. Don't worry about the war. The religious war already started.
Well, you damn right it did.
Yeah, millions of years ago.
I don't know what they're waiting for.
Hasn't exploded in our face yet. That's basically what I'm saying. It has started a long time ago, but it hasn't got to that point.
It's always been a war, man, against the devil and God. It's the oldest war in the world.
When Israel was born in 1948, that was the beginning of the end, what's going on. They don't talk about all the dead fishes that they've seen in the ocean there.
Oh.
You know?
It was probably you. You probably threw a firecracker in the water.
Yeah, somebody did a good fart.
You probably threw an M80 in the water and killed a bunch of fish. It was probably you.
A couple hand grenades would do that.
Yeah, I've done it with M80s. They're firecrackers. Throw them in, watch the fish come up. Boom!
That's a fact. The lazy man's way of fishing.
I don't know. My nephew went into the military recently, and I was trying to talk him out of it. I said, you're going to go to war when you get out. Basic training. He says, no, the war's over. I says, no war's ever over.
That's right.
He says,
there's always going to be war. My son's
in the
military.
It's still going on today, millions of years later. He says, there isn't one. He says, of course there is. And I said, you don't even have to be religious to believe in it. Good versus evil, you know. That's the oldest war still going on today, you know.
Devil,
Satan versus God, however you look at it. And he says,
right.
You're right.
That war started since man has been around, brother. Like my son's in the military himself, so you know I hear a lot of his side and what's going on over there, and he wants to go peacekeeping because he's a teacher at the University of Calgary here at the same time, but he's in the Navy out here, and he's on the old Corvette fighting boat from World War II, shooting his cannons, getting all his training and everything. But he would like to do a nice peacekeeping tour, not Afghanistan or nothing like that, because that don't exist. There's no peacekeeping out there. You're going to get your ass shot off. That's it. Okay? You're just bait if you go out there thinking you're going to be shaking hands with people and giving them a kiss on the left cheek. They're going to pop your ass.
You would have more speech barrenness to still you.
What is all that crackling I'm hearing?
I don't know. I hear that, too.
I don't know, but it's really bad crackle.
That's our buds.
Somebody's making popcorn.
Yeah, so I think it's time to play him our favorite song. I think you'll enjoy this up there in Canada. You got to check this out.
All right.
Lemon Cohen.
No.
Guys. Hey, wait, Mama ran over by a reindeer.
Oh, Jesus. You know, you can tell there's an old guy on the phone.
What? That's a great song, Mama Got Ran Over by a Reindeer.
Yeah, that's not even how it goes, but. So, how are things in Canada? How's the weather there?
Oh, we're getting hit with some snow here pretty good. It's pretty cold.
Is it snowing in Canada right now, really?
Oh, shit, yeah. I'm in the mountains, like I said, man. We're like we're about 2 hours away from Calgary.
It doesn't always snow in Canada. Depends on where you're at.
Yeah. No, we've been the snow started here 2 weeks ago.
Really?
Yeah, I just parked my bike. and it sucks. Fuck.
I mean, if you're in the mountains, you must get a lot.
Yeah, you do out here, man. It's crazy. You're on average, you're looking at about 4 to 5 feet all the time.
Global warming in New England.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's coming.
Yeah, she's coming, bro.
No.
But back to the laws, man. You know, like your song says, "I don't give a fuck." But the point is you guys have to give a fuck and start doing something. You got to protect yourselves.
Well, you know, if you bend over once, you're gonna bend over twice.
Well, true enough. Yeah, true enough.
But,
I mean, you can never do anything well because the government don't like what you're doing.
Well, stop voting for the right people. Who the hell voted for Obama? That's hilarious.
That's a shocking one. That really blew my mind.
Now, he's in Canada, though. You know, you might have a different opinion about that. What's your opinion about that, being somebody from Canada?
Obama?
Canada. Yeah, no, that's good. I want to hear his opinion on that, being from Canada.
He's got to go. He's a threat to you. He's a threat to us.
Good answer.
Period. He's got to go. He's just playing. He's playing the president. He's not doing the president's job. He's playing president.
All right.
And what did Bush tell him? Okay. Thank you for finishing my war. Isn't that nice? Isn't that something?
Well, just to let you guys know, I played this earlier, but I'll play it again because you guys brought up Obama. But this is an angry black man talking to Obama. Check this out.
Oh, that's
pretty good. Listen to it.
State government, no, $14.6 trillion, B. All my credit cards would have been cut off a long time before that. All I'm asking y'all to do is balance the fucking budget, B. That's all y'all got to do. Son, we voted for y'all because we were worried about gay rights, marijuana getting legalized, all of these other things that we were concerned about. How can we get roads, more money for schools? You bastards can't even balance a checkbook. A checkbook, B? This is something every American has to go through every week. We got to figure out what we're going to pay, what we got to put off a little bit. You bastards got the $14.6 trillion before you realize, oh, shit, we've reached the debt ceiling. Listen, you're the best and the brightest. Harvard, Yale, Brown, Cornell, this is what we put out. Should have went to Norfolk State. Bastards, you would have got the same education. You would have spent a whole lot less money. Simple fucks. All I'm saying to you is, and this isn't personal, this isn't Democratic or Republican, this is everybody. Stop being a dickhead and balance the fucking budget. My second question, though, my second issue is, how the fuck do you owe China, B? How you owe China? How can I tell my daughter with a straight face that capitalism is a better system than communism if we're borrowing all of our fucking money from the biggest communist country on the fucking planet? You ass, get your... Ooh, stop your life, B. Get your whole shit together. Get all of your shit together. Don't do another press conference. Fuck CNN, MSNBC, Fox News. Don't do any more television appearances until you got my fucking budget balanced. And I'm going to tell you this. Everybody who has a loan to the federal government, fuck paying it. Don't pay your budget. Don't pay your bills because they ain't paying theirs. The fuck I got to pay my bills for if you don't pay your bills? I'm not doing what you don't do. You're the leader. I'm following. You don't pay, I don't pay. How about that, simple motherfuckers? What is your credit score? What's the government's credit score right now? It's got to be a 350. But you motherfuckers going to tell me I can't buy a car if my credit score is at a certain number? Your whole life is a 350, B. Your FICO score, your Experian, fucking TransUnion, all your shit's low, B. Get your shit together. Obama, personal to you. All the black people is proud. We got a black president. You acting like one right now, B. Pay your fucking bills on time. Stop. I ain't even, it's too fucking hot for me to talk. I'm sweating and shit. Shit got me sweating. You know why? Because y'all ain't paid a fucking light bill on Earth. That's why 37 fucking states right now going through a heat wave. Because not only y'all not pay the fucking Chinese, y'all didn't pay the fucking light bill. You see how fucking hot it is? I'm pissed the fuck. I can't.
You played that on your last show, and he's so right. I mean, he can't balance a checkbook, and why are you guys paying your bills? Good point.
No, and everybody keeps sending me emails because they want to hear that. But, you know, to bring up behind that one, I got something for George Carlin you guys need to hear.
Oh, I love
people
that.
People haven't heard this in a long time.
But there's a reason. There's a reason. There's a reason for this. There's a reason education sucks, and it's the same reason that will never, ever ever be fixed. It's never going to get any better. Don't look for it. Be happy with what you got. Because the owners of this country don't want that. I'm talking about the real owners now. The real owners, the big wealthy business interests that control things and make all the important decisions. Forget the politicians. The politicians are put there to give you the idea that you have freedom of choice. You don't. You have no choice. You have owners. They own you. They own everything. They own all the important land. They own and control the corporations. They've long since bought and paid for the Senate, the Congress, the state houses, the city halls. They got the judges in their back pocket. And they own all the big media companies, so they control just about all of the news and information you get to hear. They got you by the balls. They spend billions of dollars every year lobbying to get what they want. Well, we know what they want. They want more for themselves and less for everybody else. But I'll tell you what they don't want. They don't want a population of citizens capable of critical thinking. They don't want well-informed, well-educated people capable of critical thinking. They're not interested in that. That doesn't help them. That's against their interest. That's right. They don't want people who are smart enough to sit around the kitchen table and figure out how badly they're getting fucked by a system that threw them overboard 30 fucking years ago. They don't want that. You know what they want? They want obedient workers. Obedient workers. People who are just smart enough to run the machines and do the paperwork and just dumb enough to passively accept all these increasingly shittier jobs with the lower pay, the longer hours, the reduced benefits, the end of overtime, and the vanishing pension that disappears the minute you go to collect it. And now they're coming for your Social Security money. They want your fucking retirement money. They want it back so they can give it to their criminal friends on Wall Street. And you know something? They'll get it. They'll get it all from you sooner or later. Own this fucking place. The big club. And you ain't in it. You and I are not in the big club. By the way, it's the same big club they used to beat you over the head with all day long when they tell you what all day long, beating you over the head in their media, telling you what to believe, what to think, and what to buy. The table is tilted, folks. The game is rigged. Nobody seems to notice. Nobody seems to care. Good, honest, hardworking people, white collar, blue collar, doesn't matter what color shirt you have on. Good, honest, hardworking continue. These are people of modest means. Continue to elect these rich cocksuckers who don't give a fuck about them. They don't give a fuck about you. They don't give a fuck about you. They don't care about you at all. At all. At all. You know? And nobody seems to notice. Nobody seems to care. That's what the owners count on. The fact that Americans will probably remain willfully ignorant of the big red, white, and blue dick that's being jammed up their assholes every day. Because the owners of this country know the truth. It's called the American dream, because you have to be asleep to believe it.
You know, Carlin would have made a hell of a fucking president.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because that guy is so honest, and he knows his facts. He knows what the hell he's talking about, and he ain't no dummy. That man had more control. He had more control than most of the presidents that I've seen and heard of.
Well, that's just like, you know, right after that, he did another one that says, "You have no rights."
Yeah,
let me bring that one up, and we'll listen to that one.
Yeah.
This is George Carlin with "You Have No Rights."
Yeah, sure. And it's true.
You understand that shit? They tell you to raise your right hand, place your left hand on the Bible. Does this stuff really matter? Which hand? Does God really give a fuck about details like this? Suppose you put your right hand in the Bible, you raise your left hand. Would that count? Or would God say, sorry, wrong hand, try again? And why does one hand have to be raised? What is the magic in this gesture? This seems like some sort of a primitive voodoo mojo shtick. Why not put your left hand in the Bible and let your right hand hang down by your side? It's more natural. Or put it in your pocket. Remember what your mother used to say? Don't put your hands in your pocket. Does she know something we don't know? Is this hand shit really important? Well, let's get back to the Bible, American national theatrical prop. Suppose the Bible they hand you to swear on is upside down, or backward, or both, and you swear to tell the truth on an upside down backward Bible. That count? Suppose the Bible they hand you is an old Bible and half the pages are missing. Suppose all they have is a Chinese Bible in an American court, or a Braille Bible, and you're not blind. Suppose they hand you an upside-down, backward Chinese Braille Bible with half the pages missing. At what point does all of this stuff just break down and become just a lot of stupid shit that somebody made up? They fucking made it up, folks. It's make-believe. It's make-believe. Now, all right. Okay.
Let's leave the Bible aside. We'll get back to the science fiction reading later. The more important question is, what is the big deal about swearing to God in the first place? Why does swearing to God mean you're going to tell the truth? Wouldn't affect me. If they said to me, you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, to help you God, I'd say, yeah. I'll tell you about as much truth as the people who wrote that fucking Bible. How do you like that? Huh? Swearing on the Bible doesn't mean anything. It's kid. Swearing to God is kid stuff. Did you know, remember when you were a kid, if you told another kid something he didn't quite believe, he'd say, you swear to God? He'd always say, yeah, I swear to God, even if I was lying. Why not? What's going to happen if I lie? Nothing happens if you lie, unless you get caught, and that's a whole different story. Sometimes a kid would think he was being slick with me, and he'd say, you swear on your mother's grave? I'd say, yeah. Why not? First of all, my mother was alive. She didn't even have a grave. Well, even if she was dead, what's she going to do? Rise from the grave and come and haunt me? Come and haunt me? All because I told a lie to an 8-year-old? Get fucking real, will you?
Right to the point.
You got that right,
yeah.
Brother.
100%. So that reminds me, this last week I had a call from one of my Facebook buddies. She's a sophomore in high school, but she had posted on Facebook that she was doing a report on the American Dream, and she asked for everybody's input on what they thought it was. And the comments people were leaving were total bullshit. You know, a house, a spouse, a car, 2.5 kids, and a white picket fence, all this kind of crap.
Yeah.
So, you know, I got a hold of her. We were talking about it, and I asked her, you know, what do you think the American Dream is? What have you been taught as the American Dream? She had no freaking clue.
Just fucking clueless, eh?
Yeah, I said, did you learn about the Declaration of Independence or any of that? And she says, well, we did a little bit, but we didn't really, you know, we didn't really learn it in depth. And I said, well, that's not your fault. That's your teacher's fault. But what can you tell me about entitlement? And she says, oh, we had the TV in the classroom the other day, and we were watching the protesters and the Occupy movement. And they're spending more time watching that than they are learning about what the, you know, what's the American Dream? Why are we here? You know, what brought us to where we are now? And if they're not teaching that crap in school,
honey, there's more than that that's a problem. And when you have mommies and daddies calling professors at the college because they objected to their little son getting a D in a class, that actually happened, by the way, at one of our colleges here. Mommy actually called the professor to object that little Johnny got a D in his class. Well, if little Johnny had attended his fucking class, and if little Johnny had applied himself in the class, maybe he wouldn't have gotten a D. But I would have been embarrassed if somebody called my professor and did that. I mean, that just is not acceptable. I mean, we have taught our children to be weak. Oh,
yeah.
You can't ride that bike out in the desert because you might get hurt. You can't play basketball because you're going to get hurt out in the court.
But you can play video games and kill people on video games, rape women, beat up old ladies with baseball bats. That's what they learn today.
You're missing the point with the video game. When they first came out with the helicopter video game, that was actually the video game that they used for training our military in airplanes.
Yeah, I heard about that. There was a big write-up on that.
They were actually training, essentially, our children to be killers. And everybody thought, oh, look how good they're being. But they were actually being trained to be killers in a plane.
Well, of course.
Mm-hmm.
It's another generation of zombies for the United States and Canada as well. I mean, Canada is not as hard on the kids as the U.S. government is. You know what I mean? Our education system is very good out here. It's actually very, very strong. But, you know, we have the Catholic systems out here. We have private schools. We have everything, like I'm sure you have out there. But we're not as relaxed as the American studies. There's more American children with Fs and you know, Cs and Ds than Canadians.
Mm-hmm.
Because they push, the Canadian teaching system, they push the kids to learn. They don't push them in the army. They you know, if you want to talk about the Holocaust and Hitler and everything, they don't hide it. You know, there's a lot of teachers in the States, and I did research on that. Oh, there was never a Holocaust. There was never a Holocaust. Where in the hell have you been? Are you kidding me?
It's realistic for the kids to learn about. It's bullshit.
They have to learn about it. It's history. History comes back in your face. It's called the revolution, people. Wake
up.
All of you. All my friends. I love you all. You got to start kicking some ass. You want me to move out there? Give me one of your basement, man. I'll help you guys out.
I have to defend the D and F students, honey, because in high school, I was your D student. I was a very clever, smart person.
You just didn't like school.
Hell no. Are you kidding? I knew the system so well that I was actually out of school 58 days, and the truant officer told me if I missed one more day, I'd have to repeat the whole year. So then I went to school, got sick, and had the nurse send me home. So I guess...
Yeah.
You know, it's all it is knowing what the system is.
But see, the thing is, today the kids know that everything is falling apart. People underestimate children. Children are very smart. They listen to mom and dad bitching about the president. They listen about everything, the health care and everything. They pick up on that. Trust you me. And then their little self-esteem goes right out the damn door. And what does the government do? They push them down a little more. And then a little bit more. When they're adults... They won't have no self-esteem. We were talking about men on the last show, you know, and in the 50s and stuff, and men working and the women staying at home and stuff like that. Hey, people were happy. Things worked out that way. Today, you have homosexuals. You have people, gay marriages. You have two men that are married, you know, playing in the closet or playing on the couch. They have the right to adopt a little boy. Nothing wrong with that picture.
And that's
what the hell is going on?
I'm going to defend that, and you know why? Because you have more fuckers that are Christian-based in the Boy Scouts, honey, and they're not gay. And they're
oh, there's all kinds of sick motherfuckers everywhere.
Okay.
I'm on your side with that. But I don't believe that. I don't believe homosexuals, two men, should have the right to adopt a little boy or a little girl.
Because all they're
going to do is push it on them. They're going
to
push
this
that
to me,
on
this
them.
This, to me, is George Carlin's greatest moment, and you guys got to hear what he's got to say about part of what you're talking about.
But there's a reason. There's a reason education sucks, and it's the same reason that will never, ever, ever be fixed. It's never going to get any better. Don't look for it. Be happy with what you got. Because the owners of this country don't want that. I'm talking about the real owners now. The real owners, the big wealthy businesses, just that control things and make all the important decisions. Forget the politicians. The politicians are put there to give you the idea that you have freedom of choice. You don't. You have no choice. You have owners. They own you. They own everything. They own all the important land. They own and control the corporations. They've long since bought and paid for the Senate, the Congress, the state houses, the city halls. They got the judges in their back pocket. And they own all the big media companies, so they control just about all of the news and information you get to hear. They got you by the balls. They spend billions of dollars every year lobbying to get what they want. Well, we know know what they want. They want more for themselves and less for everybody else. But I'll tell you what they don't want. They don't want a population of citizens capable of critical thinking. They don't want well-informed, well-educated people capable of critical thinking. They're not interested in that. That doesn't help them. That's against their interest. That's right. They don't want people who are smart enough to sit around the kitchen table and figure out how badly they're getting fucked by a system that threw them overboard 30 fucking years ago. They don't want that. They want obedient workers, people who are just smart enough to run the machines and do the paperwork, just dumb enough to passively accept all these increasingly shittier jobs with the lower pay, the longer hours, the reduced benefits, the end of overtime, and the vanishing pension that disappears the minute you go to collective. And now they're coming for your Social Security money. They want your fucking retirement money. They want it back so they can give it to their criminal friends on Wall Street. And you know something? They'll get it. They'll get it all from you sooner or later because they own this fucking place. It's a big club, and you ain't in it. You and I are not in the big club. By the way, it's the same big club they use to beat you over the head with all day long when they tell you what to believe. All day long, beating you over the head in their media, telling you what to believe, what to think, and what to buy. The table is tilted, folks. The game is rigged, and nobody seems to notice. Nobody seems to care. Good, honest, hardworking people, white collar, blue collar, doesn't matter what color shirt you have on. Good, honest, hardworking people continue. These are people of modest means. Continue to elect these rich cocksuckers who don't give a fuck about them. They don't give a fuck about you. They don't give a fuck about you. They don't care about you at all, at all, at all. You know? And nobody seems to notice. Nobody seems to care. That's what the owners count on, the fact that Americans will probably remain willfully ignorant of the big red, white, and blue dick that's being jammed up their assholes every day. Because the owners of this country know the truth. It's called the American dream, because you have to be asleep to believe it.
It's so true, man. It is true. It is true.
Yeah. He's got another one about teach your children. Check this out.
Not important to get children to read. Children who want to read are going to read. Kids who want to learn to read are going to learn to read. Much more important to teach children to question what they read. Children should be taught to question everything. To question everything they read, everything they hear. Children should be taught to question authority. Parents never teach their children to question authority figures themselves, and they don't want to find their own bullshit inside the household. So they stroke the kid, and the kid strokes them, and they all stroke each other, and they all grow up all fucked up, and they come to shows like this.
There you be. There you go. That's my point.
Kids have to be warned that there's bullshit coming down the road. That's the biggest thing you can do for a kid. Tell them what life in this country is about. It's about a whole lot of bullshit that needs to be detected and avoided.
Fucking
that's
right.
The best. No one told me. No one told me a thing like that. I was never warned about any of this. I had to find all of it out for myself. And there are still, as with you probably, a lot of things that you're expected to believe and...
That is, oh man, that is so on the ball.
Yep.
Like that, like I said, that man would have made a hell of a president.
Yeah. I mean, he's got another one. It's called Rights and Privileges.
Here's another one of these civic customs. Swearing on the Bible. You understand that, Chad?
No. Oh.
They tell you to raise your right hand, place your...
He's got it dead on.
Yeah, I've got every George Carlin album, every video you can think of. And like I said, he covers everything. There's not a point about government or anything else, as a matter of fact, that he does not cover and actually say it the way it is. Like the kids, like he says, the kids need to be taught exactly what the hell is going on in this country so they can learn to defend themselves mentally, physically, whatever it takes. Like I said, they're raising another generation of zombies to work for the government, and that's what they want.
Yeah.
You go out in the bush and start a commune what's his name did years ago and got all shot up.
Correct. David Correct.
Thank you. Thank you. Yeah. And, you know, not a religious thing, just going out there to live out in the wild. Okay? Forget this, forget that, forget no TV, no fucking nothing. Okay, maybe a generator and a computer to know what the hell's going on. But other than that,
live
life.
Go back to the woods and start over.
Exactly. You got your hunting apparel, you got your guns, you got your knives to eat and everything else like that. And live. Just live. Don't pay no taxes. Don't bother nobody. Nobody comes to my door. I don't go to your door. Man,
well, you know, I'm looking at
they're
going
to be on you like fucking white on rice, brother.
Well,
you can't live without the government. You can't live without the government. They won't allow you to live. And that's your right to live. You can move wherever you want, whenever you want, take your vacation whenever you want, but you can't live outside the government realm.
Right. No, like right now, just to let you guys know.
Are you saying that? My first thought went to Diana and Reverend Brown. Come join my church. Let me take all your money, honey. I'm going to take care of you. And we're gone. Oh, guess what? I have your house. I have your goods. Your children don't want to join us? Then they're no longer part of your family, honey. Let's all go to Guyana. Oh, we're going to be invaded. Here, have this little sip. Which everybody, almost everybody does.
Is that Fran?
Yeah.
Hi, Fran. It's Pete from Boston.
Hey, Pete.
How are you? I just sent you a message here in the chat. I know we don't really know each other. I just wanted to say hello. And I want to say hello to my friend Ryan. I know he's on too, right, Ryan?
Hey, Pete. How's it going, man?
How you doing? Good.
Hey, you know, just to let you guys know, our audience tonight is we've got people in the Ukraine, Canada, the United Kingdom, Germany, New Zealand, Australia. And our one guy from China has been showing up the last couple weeks.
Yeah, right. World.
What about Russia?
We got Denmark, France, Russia.
Russia, yeah, Russia.
Australia, Germany, Canada. Italy, Switzerland, France. Just trying to scroll. Slovenia. And we've been getting a lot, like the traffic went up almost 2,000 people in Slovenia.
How many Russians you got listening?
I'm glad for you, man. Fucking right.
South Korea. Brazil, Denmark, we're all over the place. And
what about Canada?
Fucking right. I'm
Canada,
right here, brother.
Yeah.
I'm
Canada,
right,
right now, it's, Canada right now it says we got 5,106 people listening.
Yeah, hail to Canada.
Louis
Français, oui, comment ça va? It's funny, Canada, do you speak French? Because a lot of people in Canada, I never...
I do, I speak French, I write it, I translate it, I teach it. You better.
I know a lot of people from Canada, and they'd be like, you know, I speak a little bit, and I speak to them, and they're like, Pete, what are you saying? I'm like, you don't speak French? You live in Canada. They're like, no, half Canada doesn't speak French. Half of Canada. Is that true? I mean.
The immigration is just so high right now. It's just insane. You guys have ever heard of Banff National Park?
No.
No.
No? It's the biggest national park in Canada. We don't even own it anymore. The Chinese own it. Exactly. That's why I'm saying us Canadian brothers and you guys are so close when it comes to all these problems. We all have the same problems in our back pockets. And I'm glad I'm here talking to you, bro. You know?
Hey, and
I'm glad
you're
here. Called in tonight, man. You've brought up a lot of good points. It's been a good talk.
Right on. Thank you.
Yeah, it's just it gets crazy sometimes.
Well, it has to get crazy so people know what the hell's going on. There's too many dormant brains. People sit back watching goddamn TV. They're all lost in TV and video games, don't know what the hell's going on next door.
Well, yeah, they're watching some bullshit on the news that's going to affect them in the long run.
Of course it's going to affect them. It's going to affect your children. It's going to affect their children. And then, hey, it's the domino effect is on the move. You're going to get hit by a domino if you don't watch what the hell you're doing.
Yeah.
You got to protect yourself. You got to protect your family. You got to protect your friends.
Well, it's getting pathetic. Did you hear about the little the second grader that got busted for sexual harassment?
Oh.
He got suspended from school because he said his teacher was cute, and one of the other teachers overheard him. He got turned into sexual harassment and suspended. Second grade.
Isn't that sick? What the hell is that telling the kid?
Well,
that's
me?
Telling that child that he doesn't have the right to speak. He's got a little brain. He's got a small brain that's growing. It's like a sponge. It's going to take in everything. Oh, maybe you heard dad say that to mom. Oh, you're cute. So he's going to use that line. So he's going to get punished for this?
Yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah.
That's what it's coming to in the education system, where something like that gets a kid suspended, but you got a kid that wears an American flag to school and he gets kicked out because reverse racism.
Exactly. Well, like my son.
Pull your heads out of your ass.
My son was in grade 3, and he was in Catholic school, French Catholic school, immersion school.
Well,
I wanted him to learn French. I was teaching him, but I wanted him to go to French school as well. So here he is. It's all French and English students wanting to learn French. Fantastic. Here comes this little guy from India. Now, they had a staff meeting in the gym. They wanted to bring this little boy in, but they would only bring him in if he was allowed to wear his, it's like a little religious sword, like a little knife, I forget what they call it. And he was, they were pushing, they were going to allow this boy to bring this knife to school. And then I stood up. I'm all dressed up. I just got off my bike. I got my chaps on. I'm all decked out in leather, long hair all the way up to my belt. I stand out in the crowd compared to the other ones, all right? These guys are little lawyers, you know, short, fat, with gray hair. Not this guy. So I stand up, tell them what I thought about this little situation. I says, listen, anybody else packing a knife here? No, you know. And I says, if this passes, you know what my son's going to have in his pocket the next morning? A fucking switchblade, because that's my religious tool. Well, you don't have to take that tone with us. I says, you want a fucking bet I do? I put my boy in this school because I went to them schools growing up. I felt safe. Education was good. And now you guys are going to bring this little guy in so he can pack his little knife at school and decide maybe he's going to shank somebody down the road? I don't think so. And I'll tell you, they didn't pass it because I got really ugly. And I stood up for my son. I stood up for all the other students. I stood up for the other parents because they were lost. They didn't know what to say. So here's a long-haired biker telling them all to fuck right off because it's not going to fucking happen here. And I won.
But, you know, in
you're
California,
fucking right.
In California, they changed on July 1st of this year. They changed it, and they gave all the municipalities the power to decide which kind of a knife you can carry. So if you're in San Diego and you go up to Los Angeles, the thing you're carrying in San Diego might be legal in L.A.
That is so stupid.
And so on, all the way up through the state. So what I did was I went to the police station because the one that I carry is the one that all the cops carry. And I went and I asked the chief what kind of a knife does he carry, and he pulled out the same one I had in my pocket, and I said, okay. So I'm going to tell all my friends and then
it's legal.
Put the word out that this what we're carrying now is legal.
That's right. Exactly. Good point.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But then when you go up to Los Angeles, they say the one that we can carry down here isn't legal up there. So I'm trying. I sent a public service request to find out what is legal there.
See, in Canada, they passed that law here a little while back. 7 years ago, you could carry anything, a fucking bowie knife if you wanted to, or a little pen knife. It didn't matter. One knife is a knife. Now, anything more than 4 inches out of your sheath or hidden, well, you're fucked.
Yeah,
4 inches.
A lot of my friends with their affiliation have to carry a knife, and they were carrying, some of them were carrying a long blade, 10-inch blade.
Yeah.
And they go, well, it's really no problem to just take it and throw it in the dirt and then tell me to get it after they leave. And I go, yeah, but why are you going to give them the opportunity to give them probable cause to stop you and then tell you they're going to arrest you over a felony for a fucking knife I told you not to carry?
Exactly.
I told you to carry it safe that it's legal.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it's, you put it in your saddlebag and they find it in there and now it's a concealed weapon. So now they got you for things.
That's right. And that's what they do. Well, they play you that way.
Mm-hmm.
Because
well,
the government allows them to play you that way.
Colorado, in some places, if there's a blade over 3 inches, like a pocket knife is over 3 inches long, and you have it in your pocket, it's a concealed weapon.
Of course it is.
Because you can't have a blade over 3 inches.
Yeah.
Well,
like I said, in Canada, it's 4 inches.
Well, let me tell you this. Where I live right now, I'll read to you exactly what they wrote. Their city code is 20.10, which is the state code, but it says no person shall be or appear in any street, alley, sidewalk, parkway, or any public place or place open to the public view while carrying upon his person or having in his immediate possession any dangerous or deadly weapon. This shall not be construed to duplicate prohibitions of California state statute or to prohibit the possession of weapons expressly authorized by the California state statute. So that's where the waters get tricky, because it's whatever they decide, because they gave them the opportunity to decide what they want. But it all boils down to, if they give you a ticket for a misdemeanor and you go pay the fine, fine's $320.
Yeah, that's because they're letting the, like you said, the communities run it anyways. The municipalities are making their own laws. And that's where you're going to have problems. You know, if you want to make it a federal issue, make it a federal issue. Make it one law across the states. Everybody,
I have a question for our Canadian friend.
What the fucking rule is.
Well, our Canadian friend, I'm sorry. What's your first name again?
Who, me?
Yeah.
Ray, or call me Horse.
Horse.
Yeah,
when Horse. When I was in high school, we used to go to Canada for hockey games.
Yeah.
And when we were there, we used to buy switchblades and stilettos, because in Massachusetts, where we live, they're illegal. Is that stilettos and switchblades legal in Canada still?
Nope, not at all. Illegal
they used
to
be.
Hell, because
I remember we'd come back with them. We'd pay like $10, get a stiletto or a switchblade.
Yeah, no, they're illegal out here, because the blade is hidden inside the handle, so it's a concealed weapon right there. You can have it in your hand, and the public sees it. The guy goes, "Oh, that guy's got a knife. Well, I don't see a blade." And the cop can actually charge you with a concealed weapon, because the blade is not out.
Did that law change? I mean, because I remember when back in the 80s, we were able to do that. We would buy stilettos and switchblades, right?
Well, that's what I was just telling my brother Phil. This started about 8 years ago. Because eight years ago, man, you can carry any fucking thing you wanted. You can have a Bowie knife that's 2 feet long, as long as it's hanging off your belt and people can see it. No problem. You can walk down the street, go shopping, go to school. They didn't bug you. Now it's down to 4 inches, and they're stricter than fuck.
Hey, first things first, you got to remember that carrying any weapon, even one that's legal, can cause you a lot of grief with law enforcement. Cops routinely write tickets, arrest for things they incorrectly think is illegal, but being found not guilty will not make up for all the bullshit and aggravation you got to go through to do it, not to mention the cost of if you got to hire an attorney.
Yeah, fantastic point. Good point. Like I said, it's all these little things intertwined between each other that fucking make the rules, that fuck us up, and we don't know where the hell we stand anymore. And you wonder why people are confused. They're either not listening, that's why they're confused, or the laws are just tossed all over the fucking place, and nobody knows where to pick up the pieces anymore.
Well, that's because the state laws vary greatly, and taking a knife that is legal, you know, here in California over the state line may get you in trouble with a federal law or a law of other states.
Yeah, yeah. No, you're right.
And then, like they said, the local ordinances may impact the legality of your knife.
Yeah. See, in Canada, with the provinces, you can go from province to province to province with the same fucking knife, because it's all one law. Canada's got one rule for everything. You can't carry a knife over 4 inches. And that's from Ontario all the way to Vancouver, or from Quebec all the way to Vancouver. It'll cover every fucking provinces. It's the same law. It's a federal law. It shouldn't be municipality ruled.
And I got a friend of mine.
Is unavailable right now. Please try again later.
La persona que te ha llamado no está disponible en este momento.
What the
Por
hell?
Favor,
we're on.
Más tarde.
Message 2. Switch 1, 5.
Hey, Phil, you still
seven.
There?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Okay.
Wow.
I'm going to interrupt
right
a minute.
Please try Go again
ahead.
Later.
La persona
Go ahead,
que te ha llamado no está disponible.
Go ahead,
Fran. I'm going to interrupt a minute. I've got three things for you. One, for those bikers that are out there this Saturday, if you are able to get out there and ride, this is the Cross America with the Wreath. And if you're PGR, if you are able to do that, please do. Unfortunately for me, I am working on Saturday, so I cannot do the participate in the Wreath on our military grade. Two, Thursday, I have a feeling that you don't need to come here. And besides that, you're so sick, I don't think I want you taking the stuff that I have here at the house. I'll bring it up to Kennedy, because unfortunately our Soldier of Angels doesn't have any volunteers, so I'm going to go volunteer and help her out. Then there was a third thing. God, I'm getting old. I can't remember what the damn third thing is.
Well, what you were talking about was the Wreath Across America ceremonies are going on all across the United States this weekend. But it's Wreaths Across America. They go out and put Christmas wreaths on all the graves.
Right on. That's nice.
Third thing, Phil.
Yes, ma'am.
The wheelchair situation.
Yes.
It is still here at the house.
Okay.
And unfortunately, I'm going to have to hump that sucker back into the house up two steps because it cannot stay outside. And where I live, even though no one has spotted it yet,
I thought
a wheelchair is going to take a walk.
I thought I took care of that problem for you yesterday. I'll ring it up in the morning.
It's just one of those things. If they are not interested, it's not a problem.
No, they're interested. It's just trying to get somebody's son lives in OB, and they were supposed to come and get it with a friend. They were supposed to come yesterday. They were supposed to call you, so I'll take care of that in the morning.
It would be best at this point, Friday morning.
Okay, I'll tell them.
Because Friday morning I will be here.
Okay, I'll tell them, friend.
Unless I do the motorcycle ride with the PGR. Because there's a special event with a PGR Friday. Gentlemen, it was nice talking to you. I do have things that I must take care of at this point. I do hope that everybody has a good, a safe evening. And ride safe, even though for some of you, where it's a little frosty and snowy.
Well, you know the high tomorrow is going to be about 72, friend, and sunny, you know.
Well, I'm talking about Canada, honey.
Yeah, thanks, dear.
What about us? We're getting snow tomorrow.
Yeah.
I was just throwing some sunshine that way.
You guys are still spoiled with that beautiful weather, huh?
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah.
I'm
sitting at 20 degrees right now, so.
Jesus Christ, must be nice. We are 5 below 0 right now.
You can have it. No.
Yeah, I know. Sucks, huh?
Yeah.
Well, I appreciate everything, you guys, and I'm going to be heading out myself. And thanks for the talk. And, man, I wish you guys the best. And fight for your rights, people.
Yeah, and you're welcome to come back anytime. We're on Thursday at the same time, and my partner Bill will be here Thursday.
All right, I'll be there.
Yeah, I'm logging off through tonight, everybody.
All right,
good night, guys. I'm going to
see you, right?
All right. Bye now.
Bye-bye. I'm going to take us out with a little Rudy Pell. This one's called Forever Angel.
Nice.
Thank you.
All right, Ryan. Mel, we'll talk to you Thursday. Everybody else, thanks all for right. tuning in. We'll talk to you guys Thursday night.
All right. Have a good night, everybody.
You too, man. Bye-bye.
Later.